And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. Tonight, we're going to have a Malbec from Argentina. And this one is a fairly new one. At least it's fairly a new one to me. And we're going to open up and find out if it's every bit as good as, well, as I hope it is. I like Malbecs, so let's hope this is a good one. Also, we're going to try a pumpkin cider. Yeah, a pumpkin cider. This should be very, very interesting as well. Plus, we've got a pretty good show planned for tonight. I think we're going to toast the National Days, of course. We're going to pair the wine with some food there, maybe the cider as well. We'll see. But we have a birthday toast to toast tonight. And it's International Podcast Day. Excuse me. That was a Freudian slip there. It's International Podcast Day today, just for a few more hours. And I believe that currently the People's Choice Podcast Awards is currently going on right now. I thought I saw Todd Cochran posting something about that a little earlier. So that's happening right now. I did a little celebration kind of thing for International Podcast Day. I almost did it again. I'll tell you all about that later on as we get into the show. Also, we've got some, what else we have here? Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, it's a birthday, and we're going to show a couple of videos. We have a stand-up comedy act to show and a pizza video about pizza delivery. So I hope you'll hang around for that. That should be very, very interesting. And, of course, the usual open chats and dad jokes and whatever you want to throw in there. Now, of course, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. That's what Drink with Rick is, stream of consciousness kind of show. And, of course, I do have my show notes. I just finished reading from them, as a matter of fact. But I don't always follow them verbatim. It's there to keep the show going, but it's not set in stone. It's set on paper. And the reason is because you make the show. The chats, we follow what's going on in the chats and whatever you want to talk about. Of course, the show is not about me. I'm just here to entertain you, keep things going, keep things moving along. I'm just the host. The show is a little bit about the wine and the cider tonight, whatever else we're going to do. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, a weekend evening, just kicking back with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are, and just having a good time. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together, as wine does. So that's what the show is really about. Just getting together, meeting up with old friends, making new friends, and just having a great time. All right? So if you want to watch the show and if you want to get involved in the chats live, let me see if I can pull this up here because I'm pretty sure it should be there. Yes, we are there. We are live, and actually it's on the wrong page, but it's okay. Let me fix that. We are live on our Facebook page. Facebook page is Drink with Rick, facebook.com/drinkwithrick. YouTube channel, we're live on YouTube with a chat at Drink with Rick. Twitch, we're live there with a live chat. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick and the number one, all one word. Let's see, you can follow on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick, but we're not streaming there right now. Odyssey, we are streaming live, and you can get in the chat there. And Odyssey is at Drink with Rick, colon, and the number 7. And then if you go directly to the link, I believe it is / Santa-Ana-Malbec. I have to find it. I really have to find an Odyssey. It's not something that the live stream is not easy to find on Odyssey, which explains why I don't have a lot of people watching the live show. So I'm not sure. I think Odyssey needs to work on that somehow. The discovery there is just, that's an issue. Okay, well, you can get to the live chats there. Also, we are live on the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com, as you can see here. And, of course, you can go to tonight's episode. If you scroll down there, if you click on the title for tonight's episode, you can see it running right now. Scroll down, and you will see a little comment box down there. Put your comments in the comment box. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away because this is not a live chat on drinkwithrick.com. Perhaps one day I can change that. I don't know. I can't do it right now. But hopefully one of these days we can do that, and we can fix that that little issue so you can chat live on the website. Of course, also the podcast. The podcast goes out on Monday nights. If you can't listen or watch live now or get in the chats now or watch later, you can listen to the show because the show goes out on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Well, what's left of Google Podcasts, that's going down too, by the way, if it hasn't already. Spotify, TuneIn, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you go to the subscribe page, drinkwithrick.com, click on the little blue by email button, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. And of course, you can get up on the website and you can buy me a coffee or two or three or five, whatever that helps keep the show going. You can like and subscribe and follow and all that on these venues. Please do. I'm not begging for it, but if you do that, that would really be much appreciated. It would help to keep the show going and make me feel a little bit better, I guess. But hey, I'm being honest. I know I feel better when I see more people subscribing and following and liking and all that sort of thing, because I know you're out there watching and listening, and it's much, much appreciated. Of course, you can buy me coffee if you want to. The proceeds to that go towards buying the prizes that we give away on the shows, especially towards the holidays, especially right now because, a little short the last month or two because we've got a lot of house expenses that we're having to take care of, and just little disasters here and there with repairs and things like that, and it's just I don't have a whole lot left over for doing the show this month, so this is going to be a little bit of a shorter show tonight, but it's going to be a jam-packed one, and maybe we can keep things moving. It'll be even more entertaining than usual. Okay, so let me show you what we have tonight. But well, before we do that, let's go to the chats. I don't want to forget the chats. Let's get into the chats and see who's in the chats. Looks like we're good on pretty much all that. We're live on all the venues. By the way, WhatsApp is in the chat on Twitch, and WhatsApp says, Rick, I can't stay, but I'm commenting on my phone live from the hospital. My son was born yesterday. He came 3 weeks early, but everyone is doing well. You're his first show. Well, I want to say what's up. Congratulations to you and the missus here. I want to say, wow, great round of applause for what's up. And I know you can't stay, but I did promise you that when your son arrived, and is a son born yesterday. Well, congratulations, by the way. Congratulations. Even though you can't stay, I'm going to make a point to toast, and you can probably clip it later if you want. That's fine, but I'm going to make a point to toast that event because that is a joyous event for everyone. By the way, what's up? One of the birthday toasts we're doing tonight is my son Tom Antio's birthday. His birthday was yesterday, and we've been celebrating it. That's why I was getting a little bit of a late start to the show tonight because we were out celebrating. took him out for a nice dinner and tonight, and I think he's having a great birthday. I think he's having a good time right now. But I can tell you that nothing matches the joy of your child, especially your first child being born and holding him in your arms for the very first time. It's just, and nothing beats that. I mean, it's just, I know it's an for those who don't have children, have never had children, it's an indescribable, feeling. It's a lot of emotions rushing through all at once. I'm pretty sure, Wassup, I'm pretty sure you know what that's like now. Wassup says, thank you, Rick, and happy birthday to Tommy. Well, thank you, Wassup, and we are definitely going to toast. Oh, his name? Do you have his name? I'd like to toast with his name. If you have his name, just go ahead and drop his name in there. If you have a name picked out for him already, it's fine if you want first name only. It's good. I'll just toast him. Charlie. Wow. Okay, I will make a note of that. Here, let me make a note of that right now. Okay, and. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you are all very, very happy, and I wish the best for Charlie and for your entire family in this joyous time. It's just, it's really, I mean, oh, see, this is how the show works. We were going to open the wine and everything, but we've got the chat going, and you're steering the show, not me, you're steering the show, and it's fine. That's what the show is designed for. That's what it's designed for. And if I may take a moment, and I want to reflect on that a little bit more, it's just when my daughter Tia was born, she was my firstborn, it was just the emotions that came in, and I fell in love with her instantly. It was just instant. As soon as I looked at her angelic face, and it's really just amazing. It's like this rush of emotions just come over you and overwhelm you. And on the one hand, there's this sudden feeling of responsibility that, oh wow, I'm a dad now, and I've got to really raise him or her, you know, right, and set the best example that I can, and all this. But on the flip side, it's just this overwhelming emotion of you're holding a human life that is actually a part of you. And it's once again, I can't explain it. And what's up, I think you'll agree that it's hard to explain. It's very difficult to explain the rush of emotions and the feelings that you get when you hold your child in your arms for the first time right after the birth. The whole birthing experience is an incredible miracle as it is. I mean, I could talk all night about it. I could talk about it. And Wassup knows. Wassup says, I agree, it's indescribable. But yeah, the whole miracle of birth is just so amazing. It really is. Well, congratulations once again, Wassup, and to your entire family. And I hope you and the mother and the baby are all doing fine and continue to do fine. I wish you all the best. We're going to toast. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself on the toast, aren't I? Well, I tell you what, let's check the other chats as well. And wow, I'm very happy for you. I really am. Okay, let's check the chats. Okay, we're good there. All right, so here is the wine that we have opening up tonight. This is called Santa Ana Malbec. It's called a Santa Ana Homage. Santa Ana Homage Malbec. This is a wine from Argentina, as you can see. I don't know if you can read it there in the photo, in the image, but in very, very small type. It says Argentina red wine, but up above that, this is what's really interesting about this wine. Harvest vintage, it's 2023. It's a 2023 vintage wine, which is interesting because, you know, normally we're opening up wines that are maybe a year or two or three or sometimes 5 years older. This one is a vintage of this current year. So we'll see how that fares. Here's the back of the wine. The back of the wine, I'm going to read this to you, says Santa Ana Homage Malbec, certain distinctive features define who you are. Discover Bodega Santa Ana's unique identity in its wines. Santa Ana Homage was born as a tribute to the years of experience of those who, working day after day in humble silence, contribute to the crafting of our wines. This is a red wine produced and bottled by Bodega Santa Ana in Argentina. This is a Argentina. It says wine, Argentina's national beverage. Wine is Argentina's national beverage. How about that? Imported by Serenity Imports in Stamford, Connecticut. And there is, according to this, is 12.0 alcohol by volume, 12.0% ABV in the 750 milliliter bottle of wine. That's what we have going on there. Now, I also have a cider. I have an Ace pumpkin cider that we're going to open up. And that's partially in honor of my son Tom Antio's birthday, because he does like cider a lot. And as a matter of fact, he tried the pumpkin cider on his own before I've even opened this, and he said it was very good. He thought it was very good, except it just didn't pair up with what he was eating at the time. So he was eating something that didn't really work with the pumpkin. Not so much the cider itself, but just the pumpkin flavor. We'll try it with something else. Well, maybe we'll just try it on its own tonight. I think that's probably the best way to go. And Beast on Gaming is in the chat also on Twitch. And Beast on Gaming, it's great to see you here, by the way. Beast on Gaming says, I'm back from my hiatus. Well, I'm glad you're back. It's great to see you, as always. Beast on Gaming says, I've been busy doing theater stuff. It's a nice hobby, but time-consuming. Yes, it is. I spent a little time in the theater myself, a little bit. In a little local theater. My son also has done some of that. And, oh, by the way, stick around because I think you'll enjoy this. I don't know if you've seen this before, but we have a stand-up comedy act from way back when that was recorded. I think you'll enjoy that. If you have seen it before, folks seem to really like this, and I've shown it from time to time. We're showing it tonight as a special treat, a birthday treat for Tom Antio, and I'll explain why. You'll see why when I play it. But stick around, Beast on Gaming, and I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad everybody's here and who is here. We have folks watching, and please jump in, say hi, and tell me how you're doing, and tell me what you're up to, how your week has been going, and what you're drinking or what you like to be drinking. You know, or would you like to see me drinking? That's fine. I have taken requests, and when I can find it, I will get requests. All right, so we haven't even opened the wine yet. We're into the show, have not opened the wine. So let's go ahead and open the wine. Then I'm going to show you what we have to pair it with here, and then we'll get into all the fun stuff. So I have the wine. This is the Santa Ana Homage Malbec. I'm going to go open it up now with the foil cutter, which I just did. And by the way, for those who are wondering why I explain every little bit of minutia that I do, every move I make, every breath I take, no DRMs tonight, folks. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Here we go. This is because we have the podcast version of the show that comes out, and so folks that can't see the video, there we go, goes this way. we can keep them informed as to what's happening moment by moment. All right, I've got the mechanical corkscrew on this bottle. We're opening it up, and it came up with a top. And yes, there's some ASMR in here for everyone. I can't get this thing out of here. I'm not going to worry about it. Here you go, Bill. Hold that. All right. Now we have the aerator. I'm going to pop the aerator into the bottle. No real displacement there that I can tell. That's good. That's good. All right. Let me get a close-up on this. All right. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at bytwowayradios.com. And to hold the Galway crystal glass, I have my official Drink with Rick coaster. There we go. That's ready to go. And we're going to pour a little bit into the glass, just a little bit for starters. There we go. Get things going. All right. We've got the wine in the glass. Let's give it a good swirl. And while we're giving it a good swirl, let's go ahead and play some swirling music. Let's see. This is what I've been playing, but we're going to do it now. Here we go. More cowbell. There we go. Give it a nice, good swirl. More cowbell. There we go. Nice swirl. Okay, let's set this aside for a minute. And as everyone knows, the swirling is done for two reasons. One, so we can get it oxygenated, get that oxygen flowing into the wine, get it aired out, aerated. And the second reason, of course, is because, well, it's just fun. All right, so we've got this set aside for a moment. And I want to tell you that I have a little information on this wine, but not a lot. So I'm going to tell you what I have, what I do have. So I did a little searching around, and Vivino did have it listed with a different label, different colored label, and they give it 3.4 stars out of 3,089 ratings. This is on a 5-star rating system. This is from their website, vivino.com. And they give it a median price of $7.99. I thought this was kind of interesting, 3.4 stars. Okay, so we're saying it's kind of okay. I didn't look at any of the reviews, to be honest. I didn't read any of them. It looks like some people, they thought it was, you know, it looks like most people thought it was just kind of so-so. 3-star average, it looks like. So I don't know. I haven't really read through all the ratings. But this is for all the vintages up to 2022. They do not have the 2023 vintage. And this is a 2023 vintage wine, according to the label. So it's, yeah. And now they're saying on Vivino, they're saying that the alcohol content is 14% ABV. But if we go back to the, Yeah. If you look down at the bottom, it looks like it's printed like in, you know, the old style dot matrix printing. It says 12.0% ABV. So maybe the previous vintages were a lot higher in alcohol content, and this one is specifically lower, and that might partially be because this is a fairly new wine, hasn't been in, hasn't been in the bottle that long. I don't know. We'll find out in just a moment. I did check around. A Wine Searcher had it listed for $9. That's their average price, excluding tax, is $9 a bottle for a 750 milliliter bottle of wine. It looks like, well, they do have a few specific places, but it says average price, $9 a bottle. And someone, one user gave it a 5-star rating out of 5 stars, and 91 out of 100 from one critic review, what I'm seeing here on the website. However, in North Carolina, the only prices I have are in North Carolina right now. So Total Wine and More in Cary, North Carolina, $6.99. These are all excluding sales tax. Total Wine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, $6.99. And in Greensboro, same place, Total Wine. Greensboro is also $6.99. So I don't know where they're getting the $9 a bottle price from if the only prices they've got listed here are all in North Carolina. And unless, maybe I have to choose another state. Let's try all states. All right, okay, now we're getting somewhere. If I choose all states, now I'm seeing Nevada, and Las Vegas, $7.99. Washington State and Bellevue, Washington, $7.99, and Orlando, Florida, my hometown, pretty much, $7.99 a bottle. So it goes up $1, but they still only give me just a few places to list it here. So, and I don't know what vintage that is. So who knows? And I think I have what I paid for it right here. And I purchased this. I believe I purchased this at Trader Joe's, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, no. What is this? That isn't it. That isn't it. This is a Total Wine. Maybe I did buy a Total Wine. As a matter of fact, I did. I purchased it at Total Wine because here it is. So I paid for this 750-milliliter bottle of Santa Ana Homage Malbec. I paid. Where's my drum roll? Can't find my drum roll when I need it. There we go. I paid $7.99. Right here, somewhere on this list. $7.99. So there you go. I think I'm done with that receipt. Okay. So I paid $7.99. So we'll see if it's a $7.99 bottle of wine. I don't know. We'll find out. All right, let's get back to the chest for just a moment before I take my first sip of this a wine, which I hope is amazing. Bison Gaming says, if I can see it here, there we go. Bison Gaming says, not sure how long I can stay, but I'll try to tune into the stand-up bit. Well, we'll try not to take too long to get there because I really want to show it to you, and I want to see it again too because I always enjoy it. So let's get to tasting. The sooner I get to tasting, the sooner we can get to the stand-up. All right, let me give it a whiff for just, make sure I've got everything set up the way I need it here. Okay. That's a cherry. Cherry and maybe a little bit of raspberry. Let's take a taste. Cherry and raspberry. A lot of red fruits here. A lot of red fruit. Cherry, raspberry, and I think seems like a hint of strawberry in there too. It has a pretty long finish, and I can kind of taste a little bit of the alcohol in here. It's, I want to say it tastes a little on the young side. It's not too bold. It's kind of medium, and it's, let me pour a little bit more of this so I really get a good look at the body. It is, it's kind of medium to full body, not full body, but kind of medium to full bodied. And it's a little, kind of purplish, very, very deep ruby, almost purple. And it's actually fairly smooth, not real tannic, not a lot of tannins in this wine. Some, but they're fairly smooth tannins. Which is interesting. This is it is a dry wine, but as it starts to go down, I can taste some sweetness on the tongue. There, that's a slightly sweet. It's not super dry. There is some sweetness to the wine, but it's not. It's decent so far. I think it's decent. It's just that I think I probably would have kept it in the bottle for a couple more months, to be honest. Not bad though. I mean, it's okay, but yeah, I definitely would have kept in the bottle for a couple more months. But it does taste like there's more alcohol in it than 12%, and I may be completely wrong about this, but it does taste like there's a little more alcohol in it than I would expect from a bottle of wine that has 12% alcohol in it. I'm just saying. So, It's okay. But I tell you what, the real test is to pair it with some food. So to keep the show moving, let's go ahead and pair it with some food. Now, let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. As usual, they're leftovers, of course. Leftovers, as always. But these, wow, what leftovers these are. What we did, we took Tom out to Midwood. I haven't had that much wine yet. I'm just tired, I guess. Midwood Barbecue. It's a barbecue place here in North Carolina. There are a couple of them around, two or three. And they have some very, very good barbecue, excellent barbecue. This barbecue happens to be what's left over, and it's getting kind of cold now, so I better go ahead and try it. It is, this is from a beef rib. Yes, I kid you not, this is from a beef rib, and this was pretty much fallen off the bone tender. I mean, literally, I'm not making this up, literally falling off the bone tender. You could just kind of pick it apart with a fork and just eat it. It was that tender. Whether it's that tender now because it's kind of cold, I think, I don't know. But very, very good. It's a favorite of ours. Very sweet. Very sweet meat because it's the rib meat. See how this goes. Nah, this is good. Wow. And because it's barbecue, and because there's no barbecue sauce on it, but because it's been smoked, and I don't know how long they smoked it, but I did talk to someone there a while back, and I think they smoke it. They have it in the smoker for a long, long time. And this wine brings out that smoky flavor. I've got to try another one. Goodness, I have to try one more. Let's try one more here. Yeah, got to try one more. Oh, man, this is good. Great stuff. Well, and it is. This is very, very tender. Midwood Barbecue. Barbecue beef rib. Well, this really, now the wine itself is not real smoky. It has a little bit of an oak taste to it, not real smoky or anything, but it really magnifies that smoky taste of the barbecue. Goes pretty well with it. Now, personally, I think it would have been better if this was a wine with more tannin in it. I think the tannins, because a little light on the tannin, this kind of reminds me a little bit of maybe a Pinot Noir with some light tannin. I think that if it was a wine with a little more tannin in it, it would probably be a perfect match. But it's not bad. It's not bad with the rib. Of course, I think the rib kind of makes this pairing. The rib definitely makes this pairing. So, let me go ahead and clear the palate. All right. We're going to try it with a couple of cheeses. We're going to keep this light tonight. Camera 3. Let's back to camera 3. So we've got a couple of cheeses. So we have here, what we have is, this is the Creamy Toscana with Coastal Syrah. So there's some Syrah on the edge there. Creamy Toscana with Coastal Syrah. That's what this bit here is supposed to be, the Syrah on the front. Okay, so it's coated with that. I'm going to give this a try. Pretty good cheese, by the way. I like it. From Trader Joe's. Let's have a little more wine to go with it. That's good. Not bad. Not bad. Once again, I think there could be some more tannins in this wine. If there were more tans of wine, I think it would be perfect pairing once again with this cheese. But it's not bad. It's not bad overall. Let me clear the palate one more time. And this time, let's go back and try it with what we have. I think what we have here is some cheddar. Yep, it looks like some cheddar cheese. All right. Kind of hard to go wrong with cheddar cheese, isn't it? Yeah. Let's try it with cheddar. Yeah, I see the cake in the middle of the plate. Trying not to look at it. Mmm. Cheddar cheese is good, though. Mmm. Okay. This is kind of a medium cheddar. I think it works out pretty well with the wine. Not bad. Not bad. And once again, I think this wine could have a few more tannins in it for the cheese, but it's not bad. It's okay. Wine's okay. I'll go with that. I think that does it for the pairing for right now. I'm not going to pair it with the... I don't even know why she put that. I have no idea why my lovely wife, she put the cake on here. This is part of Tommy's birthday cake. And by the way, this is a gluten-free birthday. Oh, why not? It's there, right? His birthday comes but once a year. So why not? Let's get a little bit of this on here and if I can get on the fork. This is a gluten-free chocolate chip cake from Nothing Bundt Cake. Oh, man. And I just dropped half of it, which is okay. This is a very good cake, by the way. I had a slice at dinner. Oh, okay, let me be frank right now. To be frank, I don't want to be Frank. I want to be Rick. But to be frank, I know. That was bad. But that did not deserve a rim shot. No, it did not. All right, so to be perfectly frank, desserts and wine, they go together. It's all sugar anyway, so they all go together. And I have to kind of keep an eye on this sort of thing because from what my doctor told me, I've got to cut down on all this stuff. So I don't think he's watching, though. I think he's watching the show tonight. If he is, well. All right. Anyway, I think that does it for the pairing. Trying to go easy on this. Once again, this is it. This is the wine that we paired it with, Santa Ana Homage Malbec. And this is a 2023, and it's a wine from Argentina. I like wines from Argentina. Argentina makes some great wines. Is this one of them? It's okay. I wouldn't fly to Argentina to go buy a bottle of it, but it's okay. I'll tell you what, I'll save my final review for the end of the show. We have a cider to open up anyway. But in the meantime, let's get to the really fun stuff. Let's get to the fun stuff. And let me go back to the chats for just a moment, if I can, if I may. Beast on Gaming said, let me scroll up here because I'm not, okay, Tom Antio's in the chat. Tom Antio, it's great to see you there. And Tom Antio says, how's the wine? The wine's okay. So far, the wine's okay. But Tom Antio, stick around because we have a little birthday toast for you here. And we're going to show a couple of things that I think hopefully won't embarrass you too much. Beast on Gaming says, my mother tuned in tonight and thinks you're awesome. She wants to send you a wine. How would one go about doing that? Wow. She doesn't have to do that, of course, but if she'd really like to, I do accept, and I have in the past, I have accepted wines, and I do a fair and an honest review on them. But if she would like to, she can send it to, let me see, where's the, do I have it up here? I think I do. Hold on just a moment. I think, I'll tell you what, I'll pull it up. If you hold on till after the video here, the stand-up video. I'll pull that up. I'll get that up for you so she can get the address. But really appreciate that. That's really kind of her to do that. Okay, so what? Where was I? Yeah, like I said, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. You direct the show. I might as well just throw these show notes away. That's fine. But that's what this is all about. And tell your mom I said hi, give her my best, and I'm glad she's watching, and I really, really appreciate it. I'd better go easy on this wine, though, tonight. And we have a cider to open, and once again, where were we? Oh, yeah, National Days. Is everyone ready to toast some National Days? We're going to toast some National Days, and then we'll toast a birthday. I have a few National Days to toast. We'll go through these pretty quick. But if everyone has something to toast with, a glass, all raise your glasses with me. Let me get the toasting thing. There we go. All raise your glasses with me, whatever you're drinking. And it doesn't matter what you're drinking as long as you're legal to drink it and as long as it's safe to drink, please. you can drink water. That's fine. I've been drinking a little water here, and I'm probably going to have some more. Tonight is September 30th for a couple more hours. Till 2 hours and 8 minutes Eastern Time. Tonight is September 30th, 2023, and today is National Orange Shirt Day. Today is Orange Shirt Day. I did not have an orange shirt to wear. Now, here's the thing. I was going to wear my International Podcast Day t-shirt, and I completely forgot to do it. That was the whole point of... I just put on the traditional garb here, the drink with Rick, the official drink with Rick garb, but I did not wear the t-shirt. So that was my bad. I think it has a little orange in it. Does it? I think. Let me pull up. Maybe there is a little orange in there. Hey, there is. There is some orange in here. Well, we'll pull that up in just a minute. All right, here's the National Orange Shirt Day, which I did not wear. I'll drink to that. It's also National Love People Day. Today is National Love People Day. I love people. We should all love people. We should love one another. That is a great, I think that's a great way to live in this world. This is how we all should live in this world. We should all love each other, be good to each other, to be kind to each other, to be helpful to each other. And you know what? If there's someone that you don't particularly like or that does something that you don't particularly like, it's good to forgive. Forgiveness is a good thing, and it's a powerful thing. That's something that I've tried to work on very, very much throughout my life, and I try to forgive and forget. And sometimes it's hard to do that. It's very, very hard to do that, to forgive and forget. But I think that's something that we should all aspire to do. Anyway, National Love People Day. I will drink to that. By the way, before I get into too deep with the National Days, this is courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com is Marlo Anderson's site. He is the CEO and the curator of all these of the nationaldaycalendar.com site. He's the curator of all these national days, and Marlo, appreciate it. September 30th is also Save Your Photos Day. That's the last Saturday in September, which is today in 2023. It's National Save Your Photos Day, and I'm all for that. I'll drink to that. I've tried to save my photos, as many as I could, and I'm glad I did because I have a treasure trove of photos and a lot of family photos from way back that are actually irreplaceable because I have no idea where the negatives are. A lot of these photos were shot on film, and I think I have a few of the negatives somewhere, but a lot of them I don't have them at all, so... and I'm trying to scan some of them in to preserve them digitally, but it's a big job because I have a lot of photos. Here's a national Save Your Photos Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Mud Pack Day. I'll let you drink to that if you want. It's also National Hot Mulled Cider Day. Yes, today is National Hot Mulled Cider Day. Now, I could have done a recipe and prepared one for hot mulled cider because we have a cider, but this is not hot mulled. It's actually cold. It's being chilled right now down here in the official Drink with Rick ice bucket down below me here. I'll bring it out shortly. But it is National Hot Mulled Cider Day, and if you've never had hot mulled cider, like I've never had hot mulled cider, because to be honest, I've never had hot mulled cider, then I'm sure you'll appreciate National Hot Mulled Cider Day, as I do. Here's the hot mulled National Hot Mulled Cider Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Chewing Gum Day. Today is National Chewing Gum Day. Is it? Yeah, it is. Honestly. You like chewing gum? I like chewing gum. I love chewing gum. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day. I was driving home from work with my son, and they were talking about that, asking, oh, no, we were driving to work. I'm sorry. It was in the morning. And they were talking about chewing gum. How long do you chew gum before you spit it out? And I thought that was an interesting topic because I know people who could chew gum, the same piece of gum, for like a day or a couple of days on end till, you know, long loses its flavor. And then other people who have kind of chewed it till it kind of loses its flavor and then spit it out. And then, and one person I listened to, on the radio mentioned that he chews it up for a few minutes and then he spits it out because he just gets it for the sugar and he, you know, as soon as it starts to lose a flavor, he's done with it. He's done with it. And I have to admit, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that just kind of chew it for a few minutes and then, you know, but I have chewed my gum for a little while before I spit it out. And then there were people that talked about swallowing gum and some of the myths about swallowing gum, things like that. I don't want to get into the weeds on that, but I will say that was an interesting discussion. It was a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. And I think it was more interesting than the way I'm portraying it now or relaying it to you now because it's really not that interesting. Most people, I don't think. Unless you find it very interesting, let me know in the chats. Okay, so here's to National Chewing Gum Day. I'll drink to that. All right, there's one more national day to toast, and here it comes right now. Today is International Podcast Day. That's right, International Podcast Day. Thanks to the Podfather, Adam Curry, 20 years ago, He and Dave Weiner are the guys who are credited with inventing podcasting. So coming up with the whole podcast concept. But every year on September 30th, we celebrate International Podcast Day. This is an international event, and those who are in podcasting like to do a lot of different events. Sometimes they do like a 24-hour podcast marathon thing. Sometimes they do, you know, they do various things and host various events. And people like to listen to podcasts, like to tune in and participate in those. What I did, and I mentioned it last week on the show, is that for International Podcast Day, midnight last night, which was the start, technically the start of September 30th, 2023, I live streamed the very first episode of each podcast that I've produced or that we've produced here at Savoya Media in my 17 plus years in podcasting. So this includes the Force Field podcast, which was the second podcast ever produced, actually. I did not play Tech Ethics, which was actually the first one, but we also played the Tia and Tommy show, the very first episode of that. That was with Tia and Tommy when they were kids, because Tommy started podcasting when he was 10 years old. We also did Nintendo Teens. That was one that they did that I was producing for them for Nintendo Gaming and a few others up there. The Free Stuff Show that Tom and I did together for a while, and the Cube Command podcast that he still does, actually. He and Nick Hernandez do. And let's see. Oh, okay. And the 201st episode of this show. And we played all that. It was about 4.5 hour stream. And I did that overnight last night. I was going to try to restream it on this channel today, but we had a lot of little glitches get in the way, and we wasn't able to do that. So maybe next year. Anyway, here's to International Podcast Day. I will definitely drink to that. To podcasters everywhere. As a matter of fact, Todd Cochran is hosting right now. I think he's still doing it. Or maybe they just finished up the People's Choice Podcast Awards. I think it's the 17th annual, 18th annual? No, 19th annual, I think. People's Choice Podcast Awards. I haven't had a chance to watch it, so I don't know who the winners were, but I wasn't one of them, so yeah, there you go. Anyway, here's to International Podcast Day 2023. I will drink to that. And with that, I think that's it for the national days. I do have a couple more toasts, and I want to make them right now because we have a couple of toasts to make. Before we get any further, I want to toast, because we're going to toast a special birthday here. But before we get any further with the birthday toast, I would like to take a moment and fire up the fireworks. And I want to give a congratulatory toast to Wuss Up and his family for the birth of his son, Charlie. And Wuss Up, he just posted earlier at the beginning of the show. He said, and I'm going to reread what he posted. He said, "Rick, I can't stay, but I'm commenting on my phone live from the hospital. My son was born yesterday. He came 3 weeks early, but everyone is doing well. You're his first show. Congratulations to Charlie and his family, his mom and dad, and all of his family there. I want to say congratulations to all of you on the birth of Charlie. Here's to you, and here's to Charlie. Congratulations." And I'm going to toast again because this is a very special occasion and because, well, I can. Here's to Charlie. It's Charlie's birthday. It really, literally is Charlie's birthday. And because this is the day it was yesterday, right? Technically, it was yesterday. Okay. But yes, to Charlie, happy birthday. Charlie. And I hope everyone, mother and son and father are all doing fine. Very, very, I'm just really excited to hear about that. He did come into the chats a few weeks ago, I think, when he first mentioned that that they were expecting, and that I think Charlie was due in October, but as he just said here, 3 weeks early. So I'm just glad everything turned out really, really well for everyone. Okay, so let's get to, we've got a birthday here to celebrate with Tommy Antio, my son Tommy. Let me turn the fireworks on again. Okay, this is for Tommy. My son Tommy was born yesterday was his birthday, but we celebrated today, yesterday and today, because we was working yesterday. And Tommy is 24 years old now, and he's accomplished quite a lot in his life. Tommy, you've accomplished quite a lot. We're quite proud of you, son. We, your mother and I and your sister, we're all quite proud of you. And he's an old guard podcaster, second generation old guard podcaster, because he's been podcasting for over 13 years. And he he went to App State University up in Boone, North Carolina, and graduated there about a year, almost, it's getting on to 2 years now. And he joined us over at By Two Way Radios. You know, I work for bytwowayradios.com. He joined the company along with me, so we kind of work together. We do work together. And he is the social media manager there, and he does a lot of the social media posts, does a lot of the videos and things like that, does a lot of the video production. He was shooting video Friday, as a matter of fact. But he's, and we're going to show one of his videos tonight. We're going to show it tonight as well. In fact, we're going to show two of his videos right now. Here's to my son, Tommy. We're all real proud of you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Tommy. And we're going to open up the cider there in a minute. But there is one other thing that I want to... Oh, before we do it, let me get in the chats here just a moment. I'm missing some messages. Okay. Tom Antio says, I'm an old man, you mean. Thanks, Dad. You're welcome, son. There was one other thing I wanted to mention about... I can't remember what it was now. my stream of consciousness just on a completely different... Yeah. All right. So... Let's show this film. In honor of Tommy's birthday, we're going to show you a stand-up comedy routine. I'm also going to show you a short video that he did while he was in college, which was kind of... I've shown it before. But let's show his stand-up routine first, because I think you'll really enjoy this. So when Tommy was 6 years old, when he was in the first grade, they had a talent show at his school. His elementary school, and he came. Everybody was doing various things, you know, playing piano. My daughter was in it too, and she was playing the piano, and people were dancing and singing and all kinds of things. And Tommy wanted to do something completely different. And I said, "What do you want to do, Tommy?" He says, "Oh, I'd like to do some stand-up comedy." So we sat down. We kind of wrote up a routine, and he went up there and performed it. And I think he did a great job. And to be perfectly honest about it, everything that he did in his stand-up act was pretty much taken from something in real life, his own real life experiences at 6 years old. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. And Tom Antio says it was, oh boy. He's saying, oh boy. Yeah, oh boy. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play this now. And I'm going to put this one in the podcast because it translates pretty well to the podcast. So let me go ahead and cue this up. So for Tom Antio, let's see. Ah, here we go. Here's Tommy's stand-up comedy act.
Everybody, is everyone having a great time?
Yeah.
I know I am. It's great to be here at Caroline. My name is Tommy, and I'm in first grade. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. First grade? No way! Really? In fact, you probably won't believe this, but I used to be a little. When you're a little kid, you want to know about everything. Like, what makes the sky blue? How fast it goes? Why Dad bald? And why Grandma always smells like she's been sleeping in her closet. You know, we kids ask a lot of questions. But we're going to grow up someday, and we need to know this stuff. Grown-ups ask a lot of questions, too. But they usually ask you things that they already know. Like, where did all this mud come from? Who flushed your socks down the potty? And what did you do to your sister this time? Like, they already know the answer. Hello, But you know the one question grown-ups ask the most?
What?
They ask you, what you want to be when you grow up? One time, my dad asked me that question. He said, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, big. So I never really had a dog. No, I had something better. I had an imaginary dog. The great thing about an imaginary dog is that the teachers liked him. He's free because he only eats imaginary food you can buy with the imaginary money. And he's a really great pet because he doesn't bark. His name was Barky. Barky the imaginary dog. Well, my dad asked me where Barky came from. What a silly question. Why does everyone get an imaginary pet? Did we come there, Mom? I'm an imaginary pet store. I like Barky, but I think my mom and dad thought I was going a little crazy because when they found out I had an imaginary pet, they went to the real pet store. They got me a real pet. It was a hamster. My dad said I should take really good care of my hamster, because he cost $5. I told him next time he should go to the imaginary pet store, because they had better prices. I named my hamster Barky. My dad said I already have an imaginary dog named Barky. Now I have two pets named Barky. I told him I didn't have the imaginary dog named Barky anymore. So my dad says, what happened to the imaginary Barky? Did he run away? I said, no. He died. My dad is freaking out a little. And he says, die? How did that happen? I said, he got hit by a car. So my dad is really looking at me funny. He says, what? How could your imaginary pet get hit by a car? I said, it was an imaginary car. Thanks, you've been a great audience!
Anyway, that was Tommy's stand-up comedy routine. And by the way, I was ignoring you, Ed. I just didn't see you in the chat right away. I was busy there. But my good friend Ed has joined me in the chat on Facebook. And Ed's got some interesting comments here on the bubblegum. He says that... Ed says... wait a minute. I missed that. There we go. It says... Growing up there. There we go. Ed says, a bubblegum champ said that the best bubbles come just after the flavor is gone. No kidding. Is that true? Is that for real? Ed says, this was on a live show. While she was about to demonstrate it, it turned out that her gum had melted to its wrapper in her hand. No demo. That's good. Yeah, that's... funny, but sad, actually. I would have liked to have seen that demo. HBT from a minimalist, Tommy A. Okay, so you can never have too much minimalism. That's what Ed says. It says, okay. HBTY from a minimalist, Tommy A. You can never have too much minimalism. Sorry. But it's good to see you here, Ed. It's really great to see you. We got another video to show here shortly. Beast on Gaming says, aw, he's adorable. You hear that, Tom? Beast on Gaming says, aw, you're adorable. Tom, don't let that go to your head. Tom says, who is this kid and why is he on stage? Anyway, that was Tom's his stage debut doing stand-up comedy. By the way, he has always been a natural comedian. He's very much so. And he did some stage work. Actually, Beast on Gaming, Tom has done a bit of stage work himself. You were in a production of Wizard of Oz, actually, at one point, weren't you? He did on stage. So, he's done a little bit of that. Okay, so what else we have going on here? I think, we have another video show. All right. But before we do that, let's get to opening the cider, because I don't want to forget about the cider. So let's go ahead and open the cider. And the cider that I have here is in the official Drink with Rick Ice Bucket. And by the way, before I open the cider, I did not forget Beeson Gaming, your mom. I did get the address here. And I want to say before I pull up this up that I would like to send out, of course, I still have a few of these Drink with Rick coasters. People have been asking me, where can I get a Drink with Rick coaster? And I can send you two of them absolutely free. And the way you can do that is, and this is a limited time offer because I don't have a whole lot of these left, but you can get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters free. All you need to do is, and now there's a limit of two per person. Continental U.S., you need to be in the continental U.S. because I can't ship outside the U.S. for these in this particular offer. But what you want to do is you want to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to Savoia Media Coaster Offer. That's 6420 Ray Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Once again, Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, REA Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Once again, limit two per person. Do that in a self-addressed stamped envelope to me, and I will send you a free pair of Drink with Rick coasters while I have them available, while supplies last. I have a few of them available left. By the way, for Beeson Gaming, for your mom, if she wants, this is also the address that you would send any other car sponsor or anything else to me. You can send it to also to 6420 Ray Road. Just send it to Savoia Media or Drink with Rick. It's okay. Or just send it to Rick. 6420 Ray Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. And that's where you would send that to. Okay, also, there's one other thing I'd like to do. There is one thing I'd like to do for your mom, by the way. Of course, you know that I have these. I sell these on Amazon. The official Drink with Rick wine tasting notebook and the official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook, which I have them both. But I'll tell you what, I want to give one of these away tonight, one of each of these. So I'll tell you what I'll do. For your mom, if she sends me a shipping address, a valid shipping address, and it can be a P.O. box, is fine. I don't do anything else with that address other than just send this stuff out. But if your mom can send just send her shipping address over to rick@savoyamedia.com, and I will send her a pair of these, one of each of these to her for free. Okay, I'll send one of those to you. Because I want to do giveaways. I like to do giveaways. And that's about the only thing I can afford to give away right now. but I would be very much like to do that. So if you can, just let your mom know. And I will I'll get that over there to her. So where are we? Okay, so let's get to the cider sitting in here in the official Drink with Rick ice bucket. This is the cider that we're going to drink. Now, this is a pumpkin cider. Let me put this down. It's been chilling in here. I did not have any hot mulled cider for tonight. This is cold cider, but we're going to have it tonight. This is called, and I'm going to have to do this. Ooh, I'm dripping on the keyboard. That's not good. Let's go to camera two. How about that? That might be better. Camera two. Ace. This is called Ace Pumpkin Cider. Ace Pumpkin Cider. And this is produced by Ace Cider. And they are located in California. California cider. But this is a very good cider, and a lot of people like this type of cider. Very popular. They make a lot of different ciders. As a matter of fact, I think I've got a photo of... here's some of the ciders that we've reviewed in the past, I believe. We've reviewed the Ace Pineapple Craft Cider and the Ace Guava Craft Cider. These were both pretty good. Now, I prefer the pineapple over the guava. The guava over the pineapple, I think... One of us did. Tom and I both tried these. I think one of us liked the pineapple better and one of us liked the guava better, but I thought they were both pretty good. This is pineapple. Which camera am I on? Oh, okay, this one. Let me turn back to camera two. There we go. So we're going to try this out right now. Now, I'm not sure. I like pumpkin, and I like pumpkin every year until... we get down to the middle of October, and then everything that's made of pumpkin, it just kind of becomes overwhelming because everything is pumpkin, and then we all get pumpkin out. But until then, I still like pumpkin. So let's try the cider while I still like pumpkin. Now, I did do a pumpkin pie beer a couple of weeks ago. We reviewed a pumpkin pie beer. I didn't really care for it that much. It was okay, but I was not crazy about it. This might be better. So we'll find out. I don't know. I haven't tried it. Tom Antio has. He said it was pretty good. Just didn't go with the food that he tried. Let's go ahead and pop this open. Got that cap open. And I do have I don't have an official Drink with Rick cider glass yet, but I do have a glass. It's a wine glass. It's a crystal wine glass. I like crystal wine glasses, by the way. So we're going to pour it in this crystal wine glass. This crystal wine glass, as a matter of fact, comes from... that looks nice. There we go. That's a nice looking... Wow, it's kind of a nice color to it. It has a nice color to it. Yeah. Nice golden color to it. Okay, well, let's give this a little whiff. Unlike that pumpkin beer that I had a couple of weeks ago, this actually does smell like pumpkin. It smells like apple and pumpkin. Then that's what a cider is. We're talking about apple cider that's flavored with pumpkin. This might not be bad. It's good to taste, huh? Okay, it tastes like apple cider with pumpkin in it. It does. It tastes like apple with pumpkin in it. Not bad, actually. It's pretty good. Pretty decent. 5% ABV in this 12 fluid ounce bottle of Ace Pumpkin Cider. Also, and I don't know if I showed it to you, if you could get it up real close, but look at that. It's gluten-free. Does that have it's on the other side. There we go. It's gluten-free and vegan. Of course it's vegan. It's apple cider, you know, it's vegan. But it's gluten-free, as pretty much all cider is gluten-free. So that's not bad. I actually like it. Nice, and it's fairly smooth, and it has a little bit of the bubbly, but it's nice, tasty. I'm not really an apple kind of guy, really. I've had my share of apples. When I was a kid, I used to climb up into the crabapple tree in my neighbor's yard in Salisbury, North Carolina, years ago when I was a little kid, climb up in the tree and just eat crabapples all day until I got sick to my stomach. But good times. But this is very, very good. I like this. Yeah, I do. It has a nice color to it, and it looks like it does. It looks like it has a very nice, very clear. Yeah, I like it. Very good. I'm going to have some more of that. I think I'm going to stick to that for a while. Tom Antio, who is this kid and why is he on stage? I have the slightest idea. Okay, Ed says HBTY is an abbreviation. Oh, thanks, Ed. Whoops. You know, it's hard for me to kind of scroll. For some reason, I'm having trouble kind of trying to scroll down the comments. There we go. Sorry about that. It's on Facebook, the Facebook one. I'm having trouble trying to scroll down to some of these comments. There we go. I hope I'm caught up there with everything. And my lovely wife, she is in the chat on YouTube. She says hello and right back at you. Let me check the other chats here. Okay. I think we're caught up, right? All right, we're going to show another video here shortly. Well, before I get to that other video, I do want to let everyone know that the month of October, I'm going to be transferring a few more of my films over, and I don't have them ready yet, but I'm hoping to have them sent off here in the next couple of weeks. It's just I'm having to count my pennies very carefully because we've had a number of different little disasters here around the house, you know, like broken appliances and things like that, things just give out, just wear out and stuff that has to be fixed right away and all at once. You know, things seem, it kind of seems that way, right? You know, something breaks down, it's like just one thing that breaks down. It seems like, you know, all kinds of things break down and happen all at once, and then you're having to make all these repairs. And, you know, when it rains, it pours, that old thing. So we're having to deal with all that. So I'm having to count my pennies for a while and take it easy here and not spend too much in the next few weeks while we kind of get ourselves situated with this. Because, to be honest, it costs a lot to do this show every week. I love doing it because it's fun. And I do this for fun. I'm not making money on it. Trust me, I'm not making any money on this. This is just a labor of love, just something I'm doing for fun and to connect with everybody. But it's not cheap to do this show. And it seems like it's getting more and more expensive every day. Anyway, that's one reason why I'm taking it easy with some of the wines and beers and the coffees that I'm doing on the show. I wanted to do a wine, a beer, and a coffee and sometimes a tea on every episode, but I'm having to scale that back a little bit. So this month you're going to see there'll be some weeks when I maybe just do a wine and a tea or a wine and a coffee or wine, you know, something like that, but I'm not going to do like a whole big layout of stuff for a while. I'm going to have to kind of keep an eye on that for the time being. Anyway, just to let you know, you're part of the show, so I've got to keep you in the loop on this. Anyway, where was it? Oh, yes, we've got one more video to show, and this is another video by Tom, and this is one that he produced while he was in college. There was one more in here. Ah, here it is. Cut It Out. That's what it is. This is one of my personal favorites.
On today's episode, we've decided to stop in on a little editor friend of mine at TBD News. I'm here with my good friend Tommy to show us how to edit. Tommy, will you show us how to edit?
No.
Dude, this is for my segment. I need this for that too.
Then do your segment somewhere else. Rylan's probably in the next room editing something.
Rylan has that thing on his hand.
Okay, just don't look. Don't sniff it. Don't look at it.
Just go at it, dude. Just go at it. Look. It's like, take the thingy. Yeah, just like take that and move it.
You want me to scrub? Dude, you should have prepared this sketch thing earlier. Like, we had a whole week.
Yeah, I know, but can you please just like scrub? This is like zero content for me right now. I just don't know what to do. Please. Just scrub, please.
Alright. I'll scrub.
Wow. Incredible stuff. For TBD News, I'm Cut Hartley.
Well, Tommy has done quite a bit of work in with video over the last few years. All right, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. So, Tom's done quite a bit of video work in the last few years, and that's why he was hired on by Two Way Radios, and he's been doing a lot of videos for the company here since then, and he's been doing a really, really fine job with it. Been very, very proud of him. Anyway, once again, for Tom Yantio, I want to say happy birthday and great job. And I'm toasting you with the cider now. All right, I think that will kind of do it for the show tonight, unless anyone else has something else they want to throw in there real quick. I do want to mention that, did I already mention it? Yes, I did. Okay. The International Podcast Day. I want to say that anyone who is watching the first episodes of the shows that we did or was listening to them, I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in and watching that. And I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. My good friend Ed, thank you for being here as well, and my lovely wife, Chi. And let's see who everybody who joined me here tonight. What's up? And congratulations once again, what's up? And Beast on Gaming and your mom. And once again, let your mom know if she can send in a valid shipping address, I'll send her a copy of each of those books because I want to give one away. And I appreciated the offer to send the wine. If she wants to do that, that's perfectly fine. She doesn't have to, but if she wants to do it, I'll give it a fair and an honest review. And in either case, I want to send her the books, and I would like to send her a pair of the Drink with Rick coasters along with that. So please send that in so I can send it out. That is something else I kind of do need to mention real quick. I have given away a lot of stuff on the show in the past, but the interesting thing is that sometimes for those who have won items or won prizes, I have prizes down here, as a matter of fact, that I gave away during our drinking games last year that are still sitting here, by the way, because they weren't claimed. And I said, well, you know, go ahead and send me your shipping address so I can send them out to you. And then they wouldn't send me the shipping address or anything like that. So I couldn't send them out. So I can't send it out to you if you don't send me, let me know, send me the shipping address so I can do it, because I do want to send these to you. They're sitting here. They're reserved for you, those of you who have won prizes in the past. And there was one instance of a gentleman who a couple of years ago won a t-shirt and a couple of other prizes. And this particular gentleman, I didn't hear from him for a long time. And then it turns out that he had passed away. And I didn't know who to send it to or where I could forward any of it on or anything like that. And I felt pretty bad about it. But it's one of those instances. But I do try my best to make sure everybody, if somebody wins something on the show, I do my best to try to make sure they get, they get the prize. So that's, I try to on my part, I try to do the best I can with it. So, and there have been a couple of instances where someone somewhere else, like say in England or Great Britain or Australia or somewhere else has won a prize. And at first I really couldn't get it out to them. But then I, after a period of time, I was able to finally get it out to them. I don't know. In some of those instances, I don't know if they actually ever got them or not. A couple times in Canada too. Sometimes I just don't know if they ever got them or not. But at least I send them out. At least I do get them out there. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who joined me here tonight. And everybody on Facebook. And Ed, thank you for being here tonight. I really, really appreciate it, as always. My lovely wife, Chi, as well, on Twitch. Everybody, did you mention what's up? Congratulations again, what's up? To you and your family, Beast on Gaming, thank you for being here, and your mom as well, Tom Antio, and everyone else who joined me there on Twitch, and everyone who is watching on Odyssey and on YouTube, including my lovely wife, Chi. Thank you for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. It's time to close up the show for tonight, but I do want to bring out one more. Before I do that, need to give you a final review of the wine, didn't I? I almost forgot about the final review of the wine. So here's the final review of the wine. This is the wine that we were drinking, Santa Ana Homage, 2023 Homage wine, and it is a Malbec. It is 12%, allegedly 12% ABV, but I was tasting a little more alcohol in there than I thought I would. So it might be a little bit higher than that. It might be. I think it's a little on the young side. It's okay. I mean, at 3 stars, yeah, I'd give it 3 stars. I wouldn't say it was it's not a 5-star wine. It's not a 4-star. It's not a 3.5. I'd say it's about a 3-star wine, in my opinion. But it's okay. It's okay. It's not bad. And it went pretty well with, I've got the wrong photo up here. Let me see. I forgot to swap out the photos. It went well with everything on the plate, which I moved the plate up here. It actually went well with everything on the plate. For tonight, the foods. So it went well with the beef rib and the cheeses, the cheddar and the what was the other cheese? That was the creamy Toscano with Syrah, the coastal Syrah. So it went okay. It was okay. The wine was okay. I would not go out of my way to buy a bottle of it, but it was all right. It's okay. $7.99 a bottle at Total Wine, I believe is where I got it from. It was okay. Now, as for the cider was pretty good. And I'm not really a cider guy, not like Tom Antio is, but the apple cider, the pumpkin cider was actually pretty good. I liked it. And what camera am I on? I'm on this one now. Keep thinking I'm on this camera. But it was actually pretty good, and I liked it, and I continue to like it. So I recommend this one. I don't know what I paid for this. I think I purchased this at Total Wine as well. Let me see. Is this on here? I did purchase it at Total Wine. It's right here. Ace Pumpkin Cider, 12-ounce, $2.49. I paid for a bottle of this, and I bought 2 bottles. So $2.49 for a bottle. I think it's, about $10 for 4-pack. So it was $10-$12 for the 4-pack, and I'd take $2.49 for each individual bottle. Because Total Wine will do that. Now, that's one of the cool things about Total Wine. They will break out a bottle, you know, if you have a 4-pack of beer or a cider or something, and you just want to try one, they'll do singles. They'll break open a pack, and they'll do a single for you. They'll sell it to you. So that's one of the cool things about Total Wine. I appreciate that from them. I think that next week I'm going to be opening a, where's that wine? There's another wine down here that, Izzy Pons, is that what it's called? It's something. It's a very interesting wine. It's very, very inexpensive. So I don't know if I'm expecting much from this wine, but we're going to try it out next week. We'll also have some other fun. I want to have a trivia contest going, for next week. I'm trying to get that worked up so we can do that, because I'd like to give away a few more things if we can. But we'll see how far I get with organizing this trivia contest. But I'd like to do that if we can. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for the wine and beer reviews, everything going on there. I also want to review a coffee next week, so we're going to try a coffee as well. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being with me here tonight. Is there anything I forgot? Did I forget anything from anybody? Anything that I was going to do tonight? I don't know. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, by the way. I do want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for preparing this dish for me tonight. And I want to give her a little bit of applause as well. Thank you very, very much to my lovely wife, Chi. And now, at this point, I would like to bring out our official mascot for Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And he is none other than Roadkill Bill. Yeah, Roadkill Bill with a very, very special message for everyone. And that message is... What's the message, Bill? That message is, please do not drink and drive. Everybody knows the message now, right? Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. Just stay put. Wherever you are, just stay put. It's not worth it to get in the car and drive when you're intoxicated, or you may not realize you're intoxicated. You may feel like you're totally fine, but you're not. You know, as they say, buzz driving is drunk driving. So just play it safe. If you've had a few, just play it safe. Pretty much stay where you are. Find someone you trust to drive you home, but don't do it yourself. Do not drink and drive. Don't text and drive either, because that's also very dangerous. And I say this because I care about each and every one of you. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.